Hey, this is Chris with a K. I'm your friendly neighborhood writer. I'm an editor, illustrator, teacher, mom of two really cool young ladies, and an enthusiastic cat belly snuggler. I write about writing, business, and blogging, and sometimes about changing the world, because if you're going to worry about commas and cash flow and social shares, you can afford to pay attention to empathy and kindness too, right? Welcome to today's audio blog post. It is going to be all about your writing space today. We're going to talk about how it might be more important than you think, but that there's a way that you can have a writing space without going through the process of building an extension onto your home or having a perfect loft apartment in New York City or something like that. So let's talk about it. What's with writers and their spaces anyway? You know that mythical perfect spot that you imagine will make writing easy and comforting and perfect? Well, it's not real. You can't find a place that will magic away the difficulties of writing because it is hard and that's not going to change. But the yearning for perfect writer's space endures. We all still covet it and dream about it, right? It's not just us beginners and journeymen who love our writing spaces. Many famous and accomplished writers derive pleasure and comfort from the space in time and space they use for writing too. From Virginia Woolf's essay called A Room of One's Own, to Wallace Stevens' ritual of composing poetry on his walk to work, from Roald Dahl and his famous tiny shed behind his home, to Ernest Hemingway's famous corner stool at La Floridita in Havana, writing spaces have been important for many famous and accomplished writers as well. Margaret Forster was quoted in an article in The Guardian about how her writing space works for her as a person with all kinds of life going on around her that could threaten to distract. She said, "The minute I walk into this room of my own, I swear I become a different person. The wife, the mother, the granny, the cook, the cleaner, all vanish. For 2 or 3 hours, only the writer is left." That's a beautiful and almost Pavlovian response. She walks in and her mind and creativity wake up because this is their home and playroom and workroom all in one. So your writing space is legitimately important. Also because science. If you search for a second online or in any psychology journals, you'll find that the importance of space on how your brain functions is prevalent. Everything from the color of the walls, to the smells, to the height of the ceilings can affect your mind and how it works. And plants, they all say we need more plants. So that can put some pressure on you, right? Especially if you aren't in a situation where you can create a perfectly lit space with no distractions and a direct view of nature, a room with walls painted the color of imagination and carpeted with focus-inducing texture, it doesn't come cheap. And we thought the internet democratized writing for us, didn't we? I refuse to make writing into an elite activity reserved for fancy pantsers with oak-walled studies and working fireplaces, or airy lofts with the perfect chair and floor-to-ceiling windows. Developing a writing practice and claiming a space of any size or color or shape in your life that is dedicated to that practice, that's what it takes to be a writer, not a fancy studio or study. Your space can be a shoulder bag you keep your laptop and notepads in for your weekly jaunt to the cafe. It could be a little tray you keep with the candle and notebooks beside the couch where you curl up to free write every morning. Or a book and pen you keep at your desk at work with a timer you set to give yourself a space and time for journaling. Your writing space is something that you can claim to tell yourself and the world around you that your writing is important enough to have its own space. Just making that decision and taking that space will change the way you feel about sitting down in it to write. It becomes an act of rebellion against all of the things that might distract you from your voice, and an act of courage standing in the face of those who might judge it. When I claim a space for my writing, physically in my home or in the world around me, it changes my relationship to writing. Writing becomes something I owe attention to and something that can't be taken away from me. It's mine and it's important. It has a sense of permanence and so too does my commitment to it. And the coolest thing, it becomes used. I start writing and reveling in it and the space becomes even more mine and comforting. So take space in your home and life and time, and take space in the conversation happening around you, because everyone who wants to create both deserves and needs a room of one's own to do so, just like Virginia Woolf said. Now, if you go to my website and check out the blog post written version of this podcast at www.withakwriting.com/blog, you'll be able to read this and see some of the illustrations that went along with it. And you can join the 30 Days with a K challenge today and find your space and voice with us. We'll spend the first 5 days of the challenge thinking about and working toward making a space where our writing feels good. It's a free challenge, and it's designed to help you create a writing practice that you love and trust in the voice that you have in about 30 days. You don't need to own the perfect writing space for it to work. You just need to claim it and make it your own to use it. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Just join us next week for the next post in this series about developing a writing practice. It's going to be all about rhythm and routine. So get your tap shoes ready. Joke. Thanks a lot for hanging out with me today.